Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Episode 902 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com, and welcome. The title of the show today is a little quirky, Getting Past Ugly, and it comes from an article that a friend of mine wrote for LinkedIn a while back, and I think it's a very useful reminder to you that you can get better, and I explain what you can do. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you reach out to me for coaching. There's information about that at the end of the show, and in the meantime, let's get going. My friend Alan Hunkins wrote an article recently for LinkedIn. That's A-L-A-I-N Hunkins, H-U-N-K-I-N-S, about people who want to build an executive presence, people who want to demonstrate their command and leadership in organizational settings. And he wrote about preparation, calling it the ugly phase. The ugly phase occurs when you've done a certain amount of homework, you've prepared your thoughts, and the first time you stand up and present to your dog or cat or to the mirror, and you do it a few times, and the words come out of your mouth, and you think to yourself, oh, this is awful. And then you say, you know, this is probably good enough. You know, you haven't gotten to the point where it's completely refined, where it's second nature to you, and you kind of go, eh, it's good enough. The ugly phase happens in interviewing as well, because Lord knows the first time or two you go on an interview, you have an idea of what you want to say in answering questions, but it comes out of your mouth in a half-assed way. And you wince afterwards and you blame it on the interviewer, but the fact is, it's your doing. Now, the only way to get past the ugly phase is with preparation. As the six P's from sports is, proper preparation prevents, excuse my language here, piss poor performance. It'll help you work through these thoughts so they come out of your mouth eloquently. Now, remember, there are people who are professionals and there are people who are amateurs. And in business, it's easy to spot the amateurs because they're just not prepared. They may have the knowledge, but you put them into a situation and you can tell their preparation is inadequate. Interviewing is the same way, except you only have one chance. So, once you're working for a firm, maybe you have one chance to present to a particular group, but you go, and the next time you've learned your lesson and you can do it differently and rebuild any sort of lost image in the organization through better preparation. But in an interview, only one chance because they're likely going to reject you. So take the time to get past the ugly phase in your preparation. There are lots of different questions that you're going to be asked. If you don't know what some of them are, look at my video playlist called Tough Interview Questions, because I have a ton of them there. And you know, if you want to have some fun, there's the Hedge Fund Brain Teaser. There's that playlist as well that you can rehearse with. But practice hearing what you sound like as you answer these questions. Talk to someone. Let them ask the questions of you and demonstrate that you're working through this phase to the point where you appear like a master, to the point where you appear polished. Now, another venue that you can improve at, and you're not necessarily doing it with you're not going to do it with interview questions. What you're going to be doing is short, extemporaneous 1 to 2 minute speeches is the area the organization called Toastmasters. Toastmasters is an international organization where people refine their public speaking skills. And there's a section of their meetings called Table Topics, where you're called up to the lectern and have an opportunity to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on some topic that you have no idea what the topic is in advance. But what you wind up doing is refining spontaneous speaking, which is one of the characteristics of a job interview. So Toastmasters is another way of doing it, although not specifically for a job interview. It'll help you tremendously. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Total Wine & More is a wonderland to explore. Thousands of wines and spirits, unexpected pairings and great gifts, low prices and helpful guides make the holidays magical at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.